Welcome to this demonstration of the iPad Pro Apple Pencil and the iPad Pro Smart Keyboard. There are other iPad models besides the iPad Pro 12.9-inch screen. Of course, as of this recording, as of January 2016, we still have the iPad Air 2, the iPad Air, the iPad Mini 2, and the iPad Mini 4. So basically the 12.9-inch, which is the iPad Pro, the 9.7-inch screens, which of course is the iPad Air 2 and iPad Air, and the 7.9-inch screens, which of course are the iPad Mini 2 and the iPad Mini 4. So let me first of all deal with the iPad Pro itself. And in the box, of course, you get the iPad Pro, a USB charger, a lightning cable, and a getting started guide. As always with Apple products, particularly their iOS ones, the iPad Pro is thinner and lighter, etc., etc. Colors are silver, gold, or space gray. Storage is either 32 gigabytes or 128 gigabytes. The iPad Pro 32 gigabyte model is Wi-Fi only. And then, of course, the 128GB iPad Pro is either Wi-Fi or cellular and Wi-Fi. The main features of the iPad Pro, of course, is the 129 diagonal display. It has the A9X chip, M9 processor, rear and front-facing cameras, dual microphones, quad speakers, which makes voiceover sound really nice, and I'll show you that in a while, Bluetooth V4.2, all the cellular and Wi-Fi stuff, of course, Touch ID, 10-hour battery life, which Apple's tried to maintain in all the iPads. So that's some general specs, and of course, you can go to apple.com to read more about the specifications for the iPad Pro. But let me get into a physical description of the iPad Pro. Just got it here on the desk with me. I'm just going to pick it up. Okay, and really, when you pick up the iPad Pro, it really wants to be in landscape mode. It's so long that holding it in portrait mode really doesn't make any sense. As soon as I start demoing it, I'm actually going to put it back in landscape mode. I'm just going to have it in portrait mode to give you a physical description of the iPad Pro itself. So I've got the aluminum back, glass front, which of course is the touch screen. So let's go to the top left-hand edge of the iPad Pro. On the left-hand side, 3.5mm headphone jack. And then right next to that, you have a speaker grill for one of the top speakers. Remember, there's four speakers. If I go right across over to the right-hand side, I come to another speaker grill. And right next to that is the power sleep button on the right-hand side at the top. If I come round and just below the top right-hand edge coming down, of course, I have the volume up and volume down buttons. Remember, on iPads these days, there's no mute switch. A centimeter or two above the right hand side, I've got the little drawer there to give you cellular data connectivity. And of course, the reason why I've got this little door or tray here is because I've got the 128 gigabyte cellular stroke Wi-Fi version. On a Wi-Fi only version, either the 32 or 128 gigabyte iPad Pro, you wouldn't have this drawer stroke tray to insert a cellular card. If I come down to the bottom of the iPad Pro, remember we're installing portrait mode, just in from the left and right edges at the bottom, you've got two more speaker grills. So just keep in mind that in portrait mode, you've got two speakers at the top and you've got two speakers down the bottom. Right in the middle of the iPad Pro, we have the lightning connector for charging and, of course, data transfer. And right above that, of course, on the front face down the bottom, you have the home button with, of course, the Touch ID. If I come around to the left-hand edge of the iPad Pro, the only thing that's on the left-hand edge, right smack bang in the middle, you'll feel three little indents in a row that feel like a speaker grill. That's the connector to attach the iPad Pro to the iPad Pro Smart Keyboard. If I turn the iPad over, right smack bang in the middle of the iPad Pro, we have the cutout Apple logo. And if I go to the top left-hand side of the iPad Pro at the top on the back, of course, we have the little round circular feature there, which of course is the camera. Turn it back over again. And then of course, on the front face at the top behind the glass, we have the EyeSight camera. We also have the dual microphones in the iPad Pro as well. Before I start using the iPad Pro, I'm actually going to connect the keyboard, give you a description of the smart keyboard, and then we'll do some work with the iPad Pro itself. I'm just going to put the iPad Pro down on the desk. And I'm just going to grab the keyboard. So basically this keyboard is made of fabric, and behind the keyboard is a concertina section which you can fold up like a piece of origami paper to support the iPad Pro when it slots into the actual keyboard. The iPad Pro Smart Keyboard, you've got the keyboard on the front of the actual keyboard case, if you like. Behind it, an indented line, and that's where the iPad Pro will sit in landscape mode. The keyboard's not battery powered. And then behind that is the concertina section to create the backrest for the iPad. And then right at the back of the concertina section, when it's all laying flat, is a very long strip, and again it's indented, and that's where it actually connects to the bottom of the iPad. And then you fold the origami section up to sit it in that little strip behind the keyboard itself. I'm going to grab the iPad. I'm actually now going to actually go to the back there to that little strip at the back of the concertina section and attach it to the bottom of the iPad Pro in landscape mode. And the landscape mode I've got it in is with the home button to the right, because in landscape mode at the bottom is where those three indents are to connect to the smart keyboard. So now what I'm going to do is pull up the iPad up and bring it forward, and then I'm going to put it on that indented line that I said was behind the keyboard itself. And then what's happened is that concertina section at the back, as I pulled it forward, has now created a triangle. So then if I just lean the iPad back a bit, it's now leaning on that triangle at the back of the iPad, and that's all I had to do with it. Very easy to connect. And I must say it's quite sturdy. If I do this, that's me pushing against the iPad Pro, it's not going anywhere. And I've also been able to use the iPad Pro with the smart keyboard, with the iPad leaning against that triangular section at the back on my lap as well. So it's actually quite sturdy and quite stable. As I said, it's a fabric keyboard, so the keys are constructed out of fabric. It really does feel like plastic in a way. And you've got a good raised dot on the F and the J. And as with all Apple keyboards, on the left-hand side and the bottom to the left of the spacebar, you have function, control, option, command, and spacebar. And then to the right of that again, of course, you have right command, right option, and you've got left arrow, up and down arrow, and then the right arrow key. And I contacted Apple when I first got the iPad Pro Smart Keyboard because, as I said, the keys are made of molded fabric. And what they've done with the up and down arrow is actually one key. So when I press the down part of it or the up part of that key, even though it's separated by a little slot in the middle between the keys, it's still one formed molded key. As you may or may not know, with VoiceOver using a keyboard, in this case the smart keyboard, when you want to use the functionality of Quick Nav, which you can turn on with the left and right arrow keys, that works perfectly well. But if you want to do the perform action command, and of course the perform action command is up and down together, you can't do that on the smart keyboard. So what Apple has done is provided a workaround. So to do the perform action command on the smart keyboard, it's actually left arrow, up arrow, and right arrow. So it's all three keys together. And the other thing to mention about the smart keyboard is that there's no function key row, and there's no escape key. Because there's no escape key to back out of a function, Apple has also provided another workaround for the smart keyboard, which can be used on Bluetooth keyboards in general, and that's control option or VO accent. Now I'm still using my iPad Pro at the lock screen. Now since I still have Quick Nav turned on, I'm just gonna use my right arrow key.
Unlock button.
To go to unlock, and of course perform action command, left, up and right.
Unlock passcode field. 0 of 4 values entered. Quick Nav off.
I just turn Quick Nav off automatically. Type in my password.
FaceTime. One missed FaceTime call. Double tap to open.
Okay, and there we go. We're at the iPad Pro home screen. Okay, I'm just going to turn Quick Nav back on again.
Quick Nav on.
I can just use my right arrow key now to go through the screen. So I'm going to press right arrow.
Calendar. Tuesday, January 5th. 2 new notifications.
Okay, calendar.
Photos.
Photos.
Camera.
Camera.
Contacts.
Contacts.
Clock.
Clock.
Maps.
Maps.
Videos.
Videos.
Notes.
Notes.
Reminders.
Reminders.
Photo booth.
Photo booth.
News.
News.
Game Center.
Game Center.
iTunes Store.
iTunes Store.
App Store.
App Store.
iBooks.
iBooks.
Settings.
Settings.
Extras Folder.
Extras Folder.
Page 1 of 2.
Page 1 of 2.
Doc. Messages.
Dock. Messages.
Mail.
Mail.
Safari.
Safari.
Music.
And music. Control up and down to jump to the top and the bottom of the screen. If I do control up now.
FaceTime. One missed FaceTime call.
It's the top of the screen. If I do control down.
Dock. Music.
Double the bottom of the screen. If I want to get to the next screen, I can do option right arrow.
Page 2 of 2. Pages.
And I'm at the top of the screen. Use my right arrow.
Find my friends.
Find my friends.
Find my iPhone.
Find my iPhone.
iCloud Drive.
iCloud Drive.
Twitter.
Twitter. And I've put these apps on.
TweetPad.
TweetPad.
Page 2 of 2. Adjustable.
And that's it. I'm down to the dock down the bottom.
Double tap to open.
If I want to go back to the previous screen, it's option left arrow.
Page 1 of 2. FaceTime. One missed FaceTime call.
Okay, and I'm back to the first page. Now remember that control up, down, option left and right, of course, was using quick nav. And if I want to turn quick nav off, I can do left and right together.
Quick nav off.
And I've turned it off. Now, let me just go into the keyboard and I'm just going to let you hear what it sounds like to type on the keyboard. So I'm going to do VOK control option K.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub or press escape on the keyboard.
Okay, so I'm going to start typing. You just have a listen to what it sounds like. Your fingers don't go down very far on the keyboard at all, and it's a little bit odd to type on initially, but you do get used to it. So if I start typing,
H E
D
space Q U I C K space B R O W N space F O X space J U M P E D space O V E R space H E space L A Z Y space O G space N D space R A Z E D space E D E Y space R N space T O space A E space U F A space E space O space B E space S E E N space A G R N period.
Of course, that was just the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. So it does sound a bit odd when you type on it. If you try and type quietly, let me just try this one. Let's just do now as the time for all good men, a little bit of at least.
O W space I S space H E space T R M E space O R space A F F space G O D space M N space O.
I'll stop it to come to the aid of their party.
Space.
So you can type fairly gently. I find because I'm so used to typing on a standard keyboard that I probably am typing far too harder, as in pressing my fingers down, than I need to. So you can press quite lightly. Let me just press Control Option Accent or VO Accent to come out of keyboard help.
Accent escapes the current context. Stopping help.
So that's basically the iPad Pro Smart Keyboard. The keyboard actually folds back up to use it as a cover for the iPad Pro screen as well. And I'll do that as I'm ending this demo of the iPad Pro itself. Let me move on to the Apple Pencil. I've got it here in my hand. One end you have the nib to draw on the iPad Pro screen. And at the other end, what you have is a little round cover that if I pull off, is actually where the little lightning connector is. It has two functions. The first function is to plug it into the lightning port of the iPad Pro to connect the Apple Pencil. And the second function is when you need to charge the Apple Pencil, that's where you plug it into charge. Put that little round lid down and go to the right-hand side of the iPad Pro and plug in the Apple Pencil. Now, I've obviously already paired the Apple Pencil to the iPad Pro itself. If you want to check the battery status of both your iPad Pro and your Apple Pencil, you can do both of them from the notification center. Because remember, if I touch the top of my screen,
10:14 a.m.
status bar item. And if I flick to the right,
Bluetooth connected, 25% battery power, status bar item.
Okay, 25% battery power. That's the actual iPad Pro itself. If I do a three-finger flick down,
notification, Tuesday, January.
And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do a two-finger rotate around the headings.
Hints, sounds, audio ducking, volume, speech rate, words, characters, headings, current month, January.
Okay, and I've got the headings, so I'll do a one-finger flick down.
Batteries, heading.
I've got batteries. If I flick to the right now.
iPad, 25%. Apple Pencil, 38%.
Okay, so iPad Pro, 25%. Apple Pencil, 33%. So let me just come out of notifications center by doing VOH or Control Option H on the keyboard, or actually let me just press the home button on the iPad Pro itself.
FaceTime, One missed FaceTime call.
I'm not going to actually draw with the Apple Pencil, but that's its primary function. What I can use it for is the handwriting mode that VoiceOver supports. And remember, you can enable that on your VoiceOver rotor by going into Settings, General, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Rotor, and then selecting handwriting mode in the options there for the rotor. And then if you want to get to it, you can then do a two-finger rotate around either clockwise or anti-clockwise to handwriting mode. And then you can even draw your letters, or in this case, write or print, with the Apple Pencil to form those characters. So for example, if I go into handwriting mode on my rotor, so I'm going to do a two-finger rotate.
Headings, containers, braille screen input, hints, sounds, audio ducking, volume, speech rate, words, handwriting, lowercase.
Okay, handwriting. I want to get to music. So I just pulled the Apple Pencil out of the Lightning connector. So I'm just going to write on the screen. So I'm going to do an M.
M. Four apps, mail.
And then a U.
U, one app, music.
If I do a double tap with the pencil.
Not rec. Music, my account, button.
Offloaded music. Let's pop the Apple Pencil down, tap it for a moment. Now, I'm just gonna use the find command to find the play button because I'm lazy. So I'm gonna do VO, F for control option, F for find.
Enter search text.
And type in play.
P-Y.
Enter.
Chill, button.
And that's the play that I want, as in the chill out button. So V O spacebar control option spacebar.
Chill. Sound system.
And that's the iPad Pro playing music. And if I lean to the right, I've got sound coming out of the right speakers. And of course I have sound coming out of the left speakers as well. And I must say, in real life, the music of the iPad Pro sounds really nice. And I'm just going to do a two-finger double tap, the magic double tap of VoiceOver, to stop it playing. Alright, so let me just go back to the home screen. So VOH control option H.
Home.
And I should say, if you want to start and stop playing music from the keyboard, and this goes for the smart keyboard as well as a Bluetooth keyboard, it's just VO dash or hyphen or control option dash or hyphen. So if I do that now. Okay, start and stop playing music that way, i.e. it's doing the two-finger double tap. So let me just take the iPad out of the keyboard for the moment. So it's going to lock my screen first. You don't have to, but it's just a bit neater for recording.
Screen locked.
Okay, so I'm going to pull the iPad up where I've got it connected behind the keyboard. Oh, it's quite tight. Okay, so that bit off. Now I'm going to pull the bottom part of the keyboard, which is attached to the bottom of the iPad, off. And that's now off. So I've got actually the concertina section now just laying over where the keyboard was. And now I'm going to put the iPad Pro on top of it. The other thing I wanted to show, of course, with the iPad Pro is the split screen view, where you can have two apps running at the same time. And I'll just show you how I've got mine running at the moment. Just going to unlock the iPad screen.
10:20 Tuesday, unlock, button, on passcode field, 0 of 4 values entered.
Put in my password.
FaceTime, one missed FaceTime call.
Okay, so I touch the status line.
10:28 a.m.
And if I do a three-finger flick to the left.
Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification. Safari on left, side app switcher on right, slash, link, image.
Okay, so it said Safari on left, side switcher on right. So if I touch the left-hand side of my screen.
Interesting tech stuff that I find useful. Heading
okay,
left.
That's my Podbean web page. And if I touch the right-hand side,
videos.
These are the ones that I can actually have in the split view. So I flick to the right.
Tips, reminders, photos, news, messages, maps, iCloud, iBook, game set, find up, FaceTime, contact, clock, calendar, mail, podcast, notes, find for Twitter, active.
Okay, so that's the one that I usually used previously. So I'm going to double tap on Twitter.
Twitter, Safari on left, Twitter on right, slash, link, image.
Okay, so now if I touch the left-hand side of the screen.
Interesting tech stuff that I find useful.
That's my Podbean website. And then I touch the right-hand side.
Twitter. TechCrunch. The concierge model is formulated
okay,
as an...
there's Twitter. Now if I touch the middle of the screen, this takes a little bit of practice, but there's actually a vertical splitter in the middle of the screen, which divides the left and right sections of the screen, and that gives you more functionality. So if I tap my finger on the right-hand side.
People. Button.
And I'm sort of at the top, and I drag my finger over slightly to the left.
Side app divider.
And if I drag my finger to the left one more, app,
Safari, pages,
I get to the Safari part of the screen. So slide my finger gently back to the right.
Side app divider. Double tap to unpin apps. Double tap and hold. Then drag to adjust divider position. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
Okay, so if I flick up the screen.
Dismiss Twitter.
Custom actions, dismiss Twitter.
Maximize Twitter.
Maximize Twitter.
Resize to half the screen.
Resize to half the screen, because currently it's not.
Reveal side app switcher.
Reveal side app switcher, i.e. go and run another app.
Activate item, default action.
Okay, activate item, default action. So for example, if I don't want to go and run notes, for example, I'm going to flick up again.
Dismiss Twitter. Maximize Twitter. Resize to half the reveal side app switcher.
And double tap on reveal side app switcher.
Safari on left. Side app switcher on right. Twitter.
So I've active. Come back to that other one that I said before. Twitter's currently in focus. If I flick back to the left.
Find friends. Notes. Active.
There's notes. One finger double tap.
Notes. Safari on left. Notes on right. Slash. Link.
Okay, so touch left-hand side of the screen.
Interesting text stuff that I find useful.
Touch the right-hand side of the screen.
Hello this.
There's notes screen. Now, it's really cool if you're using the keyboard. You can actually switch between these really easily. So I'm going to pop the keyboard back on again. Okay, so that's the bottom run. Pulling it forward so it folds naturally into that triangle and that line text behind the keyboard.
Is editing. Character mode.
Okay.
Hello this.
And I've just activated my edit field. Okay, so I've got the smart keyboard back on again. Now, with the keyboard, if I do VO left bracket or VO or Control Option left bracket.
Side app divider.
There's a side app divider.
Double tap to unpin apps. Double tap and hold. Then drag to adjust divider position.
And if I do actions it one available. More time, VO left bracket or Control Option left bracket.
Safari. Shop Audible vertical line download audio books.
There's the left-hand side.
I got a digital audio books vertical line downloadable online.
So if I do VO right bracket or Control Option right bracket.
Side app divider.
There's the divider.
Double tap to unpin apps. Notes. Text
there's
field.
The right-hand
is
side.
Carrot.
But what's really cool in this particular function, if I go back to the left.
Side app divider, Safari, shop Audible vertical line download audiobooks.
Now I've got Twitter running, remember, in the background, so to speak. So if I press Command Tab.
Twitter.
To switch to Twitter and release.
Twitter on left, notes on right.
I've now got Twitter on the left because I just Command Tab to it on the left-hand side of the screen that I was active in. And I've still got notes on the right-hand side. And then, of course, I wanted to get back to Safari, Command Tab.
Safari. Safari on left. Notes on right.
And, of course, if I want to close everything down, I can just go to the middle divider. So VO right bracket.
Side app divider.
And then up arrow.
Dismiss notes.
Dismiss notes. And dismiss notes. So that was left,
Safari,
up and right.
Slash. Link.
I've
image.
Now got the whole screen.
Search. Type. Hit enter. Multi-line
with
text.
Safari. So just remember, if you want to use it, to start off with, it's touch the top of the screen and status line, three-finger flick to the left. So I'm just going to press the home button and go back to the main home screen.
Home. iTunes Store.
Now remember, of course, on the iPad, you've also got the multitasking functions. So for example, let me just Command Tab.
Twitter.
Was that back in Twitter?
Twitter. Back. Button.
If I do a four-finger flick to the right.
Safari.
Okay, I've gone to Safari. If I do a four-finger flick to the left.
Twitter.
There's Twitter. If I do a forefinger and thumb pinch.
Home. FaceTime. One missed FaceTime call.
Okay, I've come double out of it and gone back to the home screen. If I do a five-finger flick up the screen.
App switcher.
There's
settings.
My app switcher.
Active.
Okay, which slide comes in really, fingers. Really handy, of course, when using it in combination with split view and so on. So let's go back to the home screen. It's going to press the home button on itself for a change.
FaceTime.
On iPad Pro.
One missed FaceTime call.
And I'm back to the home
double
screen.
Double tap to open.
Just a note to turn on multitasking just if you also want to use them. That's in Settings, General, and under Multitasking, and you can turn the gestures on and off there. So finally, you can turn the iPad Pro Smart Keyboard into a cover for the iPad Pro when you're not using the iPad Pro. So I'm going to just lock my screen.
Screen lock.
So what I'm going to do is pull the iPad Pro up and out of that little slot behind the keyboard. And then I'm going to put the concertina section right flat at the back. So I've got the iPad basically standing up at the back of where it's connected to that concertina section at the back. And then all I have to do is basically take the keyboard and fold it back towards the iPad and then bring the iPad down. And I've now got the iPad back facing me. So if I just turn it over, I've got the iPad Pro Smart Case. being a cover for the iPad Pro screen. Now, since I've actually finished with the iPad Pro stroke keyboard, it's all nicely folded up, I better grab this Apple Pencil here and put the little cap over the lightning connector on the back of the Apple Pencil. There you go, it's back on. Now, the only thing that I wish that the iPad Pro keyboard case would have, or the iPad Pro itself, would be a little way of actually just to slotting in the Apple Pencil to keep with the iPad Pro. That concludes this iPad Pro keyboard and Apple Pencil demonstration using VoiceOver. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.